Case number 6. John is 19, and he lives in a small provincial town, quite a long way from London. He's got long hair, he works in the local garage, and in his spare time he writes poetry. Now it so happened a few months ago that he discovered and became very interested in Tibetan Buddhism, mysticism in general, the I Ching, and so on. So being so interested in them, being in fact fascinated by them, being full of these new interests, these new ideas, he started quite innocently talking about them to his workmates at the garage and other friends with whom he went to the pub and so on. But rather to his surprise, rather to his astonishment, he found they just weren't interested. The only response he got was a good hearty laugh from them, and they just didn't respond in any other way. In fact, they didn't even seem to understand what he was talking about. Now, in that particular provincial town where John lives, there's no Buddhist group. As far as he knows, there's no other Buddhist or anyone interested in those things at all. So the result has been that over the last few months, John has begun to feel more and more isolated, more and more cut off from people, more and more cut off from the people that he knows. It's as though a great gulf had opened between him and them, and was getting wider and wider and wider. But he stood on one side, they stood on the other, and even if he shouted, it seemed that they could just not hear what he was trying to say. So he feels very, very much on his own, very isolated, very alone. And this is made all the more difficult because John by nature is very friendly and very sociable. He'd like very much to have friends, not just ordinary social friends, but friends with whom he could share his thoughts, share his ideas, with whom he could discuss the books that he reads, and so on. He'd very, very much like to have friends of this sort. In fact, sometimes he feels so alone and so isolated that he's almost sorry that he made these discoveries, because they seem just to have cut him off from everybody. And he sometimes wonders whether he hadn't better just give up Buddhism and throw all those books away and just try to be like everybody else. But he's reached a point now where he finds that very difficult. He's so interested and these new ideas mean so much to him that he couldn't give them up even if he tried, because in a sense they express or they enable him to understand a part of himself. Now, it so happened that John saw one day in the newspapers the name of a very famous English Buddhist. So he thought he'd write to him and get some advice. And sooner or later, a few weeks afterwards, he received a reply. But all that the reply said to John was, "Walk on." And John is still wondering what that meant.